My time is your time.
The Seal Test System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
With Joan Davis, the Seal Test Sportsman, and our special guest, Reginald Gardner.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program. Tonight is the night of nights for yours truly. Last week, I bought the village store, and in just a few minutes, we'll throw open the doors for the grand opening.
So while proprietor Rudy Valley is making the last-minute preparations to open his doors for business, the sportsmen entertain the assembled crowd with the song that is so lustily sung by our allies, the gallant Australians, Waltzing Matilda.
Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Well, Joan, we're almost ready for the grand opening of my new store. How do you like it?
Gee, Rudy, it's swell, but it looks pretty old-fashioned.
I know, Joan. I've been working on it. I've already taken out a number of atrocities.
Yeah, I saw you out with one last night. What was her name?
Never mind, Joan. From the moment this store officially opens, I'll forget all about women and start dipping out ice cream.
From groups to scoops, eh, Rudy? Say, are you really serious about running this store?
Absolutely, Joan. You know, a man doesn't stay young forever.
Well, you've had a pretty good try at it.
Be that as it may, there'll come a time when I'll want to settle down.
With me as your helpmate?
With you as my mate. Help. Now, is everything ready for the doors to open?
Yes, Rudy, and as the people come in, the quartet and all of us sing a welcome song, right?
Right. All right, fellows, unlock the doors. Valley's Seal Test store is open for business.
Oh, we welcome you to Rudy Valley's store.
I will kiss each man who comes inside the door.
This will make your joy complete. She means the store across the street. Oh, we welcome you to Rudy Valley's store. And to add to your enjoyment even more, we've an easy credit plan that you'll adore.
You can charge things for your farm here
if you leave your leg or arm here.
Oh, we welcome you to Rudy Valley's store.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Come right in. You'll find everything you need here. I have a soda fountain, cigar counter, drugs, cosmetics, and a complete...
Hey, Rudy, we're out of war stamps.
Out? How can we be out?
Well, I mailed a lot of letters yesterday.
I'll talk to you about that later. Come on, here's our first customer. You wait on him, Joan.
Okay. Can I help you, mister?
Yes, you can, miss. If my little boy asks you for any C-A-N-D-Y, don't sell it to him.
C-A-N-D-Y? Well, of course we won't sell it to him. That kid's too young to smoke. Excuse me, may I help you, madam?
Yes, I want to buy some meat. What are you getting for Chuck today?
Chuck? Gee, I didn't even know it was his birthday.
Young lady, Chuck is from the side of beef.
Oh, you're his mother.
Joan, madam, this young lady is not familiar with our new store. I'm so sorry. What can I do for you?
Well, what would you say to a stewing hen?
I just said I'm sorry. You mean a chicken. Well, we don't carry chickens here. Now, if you'd like some drugs or cosmetics, we have the finest brands available.
Well, now that you mention it, I would like to see a pancake makeup.
A pancake makeup? Say, how would you like to see a waffle powder its nose?
Young lady, I was talking about cosmetics.
Oh, well, how about some perfume to put behind your ears?
I am not interested in the back of my head. It's the front.
With a face like yours, you ought to open up a second front.
The very idea. From now on, I'll trade across the street. The very idea.
Now look what you've done, Joan.
Well, gee, Rudy, I don't know anything about business.
I'm beginning to see that. Now, I'll teach you. Here, I just made a nickel sale. Let's see if you can ring this nickel up on the cash register.
How do I do it?
Just push down on the 5-cent key. That's right. Now, suppose you had a quarter. How would you ring that up?
Like this?
Yes. Now, let's see you ring up a dollar. Now you've done it. You're a dollar and a quarter short. I'll have to take it out of your salary.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
This is business experience I'm giving you, Joan. It's good business.
You're giving me the business, but good.
Well, you'll have to learn, Joan, like I did. You know, with me, a penny here and a penny there.
Don't be silly. If you had a penny here, you'd never let it get over there.
Never mind. Hereafter, I'll wait on the customers. You just watch out for Reginald Gardner.
Reginald Gardner?
Yes, you know him. That handsome young friend of mine with a mustache.
Oh, you mean the cute little crush with the brush on his mouth?
Yush. I mean, yes. In the excitement of the opening, I forgot that I'd invited him up to my lodge for the weekend.
Oh, I'll take care of him.
Fine. Now I have to wait on a customer. Here comes the town's oldest citizen, Grandma Beasley. Wonderful woman. Think of it, Joan. She's an octogenarian.
What's so wonderful about being an octogenarian? I was born in October myself.
Joan, an octogenarian is...
Howdy do, sonny boy. Where's the Kraft cheese department?
Right over there, ma'am.
You the new proprietor here? What's your name?
Valley.
Eh?
Valley.
I know you live in the Valley, but what's your name?
That's my name, Hubert Pryor Valley. But people call me Rudy.
Who cares what they call you? I'm trying to get on you stand there flapping your trap. Know where I can get a bag of bones from a dog?
Well, let's see. Where will I find a bag of bones?
Rudy, stop looking at me.
Who's this woman? Your wife?
Well, Granny, I'm not his wife yet, but I'm fixing to marry him.
You could stand a lot of fixing.
What?
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, Grandma, what can we do for you?
Well, I come to get myself a little snack at Fountain. I'll have some lobster, some pickled pig's feet, chili, hot dogs, a couple of hot tamales, and a chocolate ice cream pie.
Why, Grandma, what a big appetite you have.
Well, a girl gets hungry riveting all day.
Come on, Graham, I'll help you get what you want. The stomach pump's right over here.
Rudy. Rudy, there you are. They told me I'd find you here.
Reggie Gardner, how are you?
Tip-top, chum, and you look fine, too. You haven't changed a bit, old boy. What are you buying here?
I'm not buying anything.
You haven't changed a bit, old boy.
You don't understand, Reggie. I work here. You see, I...
Work here? Why, Rudy, you poor chap. Why didn't you tell me you were looking for a new job? Aha, but I should have guessed. I heard your show last week.
See, I...
For you, one day a radio star, the next day a soda, jerk.
Listen to me, Reg.
Before you say a word, Rudy, I want you to know exactly how I feel about you. When you were on top, who was there by your side? Me. You'll get on top again, and who'll be by your side? Me. But in the meantime, you're on your own.
Reggie, you don't understand. I bought this store. I'm the owner.
Bought it? Rudy Valley running a little store? Why, that's ridiculous. Rudy Valley is out of place in the midst of prescriptions, nail polish, ham sandwiches, corn plasters. Ham? Corn? No, come to think of it, you're not out of place.
Reggie, I'm serious about this store. It's an investment. You know, my voice won't always be what it is now.
There are six possible answers to that one, all of them insulting. Oh, well, let it go.
Be serious, Reggie. Perhaps you can give me some ideas on how to fix this place up. Oh, look. Joan has a customer at the soda fountain. Let's go over.
Hiya, sister. Say, do you carry seal test ice cream?
Okay.
Black raspberry ice cream soda. And don't be afraid to bear down on that dipper.
Well, I never made one of these before, but here goes. Well, there you are, Sonny.
Well, it sounded good. Let's see how it tastes. Hey, that is good.
You bet that's good. I wish all of you could see a Seal Test black raspberry soda. Why, it cools you off just to look at it. It's so tall and frosty and foamy. And I wish you could taste this Seal Test radio special. It's a perfect combination of vanilla syrup,
crushed strawberries, whipped cream, sparkling water, and black raspberry ice cream. That's the Seal Test ice cream for August, you know. Black raspberry ice cream. We've captured the rich, rare flavor of juicy black raspberries, blended it with pure golden Seal Test cream and other fine ingredients, and frozen it into an ice cream as different as it is delicious. Why not take some home tomorrow? Just ask your Seal Test dealer for black raspberry ice cream in the red and gray Seal Test pint package or in bulk. And at Seal Test Fountains, enjoy it in those August radio specials. First, the black raspberry soda we've been telling you about, and second, the black raspberry sundae, made with crushed raspberries, whipped cream, and black raspberry ice cream. Remember, ice cream is America's favorite dairy food. Millions of families are making Seal Test ice cream a part of their daily diet.
About this store of yours, I would suggest that... pardon me, miss.
Oh, Reggie, you know Joan Davis.
Oh, I never forget a pretty face.
Then you remember me?
No.
Oh.
Why, Reggie, Joan is just as pretty as she is clever.
Oh, I'd say she must be more clever than that. Anyhow, Rudy, I think I have some money-saving ideas for your store.
You have, Reggie?
Yes. You know, I gave the Centerville Fire Department one of my ideas, and as a result, they weren't called to a single fire in 2 years.
What was your idea?
I put unbreakable glass in the fire alarm boxes. That was a hot one.
That wasn't. I'm afraid I can't use your ideas, Reggie, but I wish you'd help us wait on the customers.
Glad to. Ah, there's a likely-looking lady. I'll wait on the old tomato.
Reggie.
Oh, pardon me, old tomato. How do you do, madam? May I wait on you?
Yes, I'd like a pair of silk stockings.
Oh, I'm sorry, madam. We can't get silk stockings anymore.
No, sir?
Don't worry, madam. Remember, into each life some rayon must fall.
Well, then how about shoes? I'd like a pair of alligator shoes.
Very well. What size shoe does your alligator wear? Now, it'll come this way now.
Boy, a great salesman he'll make, but he is cute.
Never mind him, Joan. Keep your mind on business.
All right, I will. Say, with the extra work I'm doing around here, I ought to get a raise.
You're absolutely right, Joan.
What?
Yes, you shall get a raise. Shall get a raise from me.
Well, that doesn't sound like the Rudy Valley I know.
Yes, I shall raise my voice in song.
That sounds like the Rudy Valley I know.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be. Thank you very much. Though I'll pray for you and you'll pray for me, night and day for you, it will see me through like a dream. No. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, I said from me.
Why, Rudy, you're getting better. Say, Rudy, here comes another customer. Oh, but Shirley Ann, the village belle. I'll take care of her.
Oh, no. I personally shall wait on Shirley Ann. Hello, Shirley Ann.
Hello, Rudy. Oh, what a wonderful store you have here. Are you going to be my handsome, wonderful, intelligent clerk?
Yeah.
She said clerk, not jerk.
Joan! What can I do for you, Shirley Ann?
Well, I'm just a teeny-weeny bit hungry. Have you got sandwiches at the counter, Rudy?
Of course, all kinds. How about lamb?
Oh, I just love lamb.
Well, come back to the fountain.
Oh, I know. I'll just have an itsy-bitsy waffle.
Would you like some sugar on it?
Yes, sir.
Clover, honey.
Why don't you give her some maple sap?
Don't mind her, Shirley Ann. Have you noticed the new beachwear section I've added to my store?
Yes. How much are those darling little bathing suits?
$2. But for you, Shirley Ann, $1.98.
$1.98? Oh, Rudy, I could kiss you for that.
They just went down to $1.50.
$1.50? Oh, Rudy, I could kiss you for that.
Make it $1.19.
Hey, that dame's going to kiss her way right into dollar day.
If you'll come back here with me, Shirley Ann, I'll show you a real special in bathing suits. It's blue, trimmed with a white ruffle. Would you like to see it?
V-neck?
Why not? Joan, you stay here and wait on the other customers. Shirley Ann and I are going over to the soda fountain and sample our special black raspberry ice cream.
Oh, Rudy, will you give me a raspberry sundae?
Yeah, and I'll give you the raspberry Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Joan,
Friday.
Talk that. Joan, don't build your father. Don't talk that way to Shirley Ann. Come along.
Big joke. No good. Okay.
Coming, Boopsie.
Poopsie, boopsie, I'd like to knock that droopsie, boopsie for a loopsie.
Why, Miss Davis, I'm surprised at you. This isn't carrying the ball, you know, muttering on the job. If you must mutter, go home.
Oh, you want me to go home to mutter? Oh, am I a scream? Sometimes I knock myself out.
Well, this should have been one of the times. Miss Davis,
Bowel.
You should forget about Rudy Valley.
Well, I can't. Rudy is the man I love. Gee, I'd be lucky to get a man like him. He's all I ask for.
Yes, you'd be lucky to get him, but you could at least ask for more. Now, Miss Davis, why don't you buckle down to business and forget all about Rudy?
Well, I'll try, but it'll be hard to do. Rudy's so handsome. You know, Rudy's face grows on a person.
I'm glad I'm not the person it grew on. Anyhow, you better do something to take your mind off Rudy.
Well, why don't you do something to take my mind off Rudy?
Now, wait a minute. I never mix business with pleasure.
Well, couldn't you make going out with me a business?
It certainly wouldn't be a pleasure.
You know, you're kind of cute. I'd like to play Ring Around the Rosie with you.
Ring Around the Rosie? Why, that's a child's game.
Not the way I play it.
Well, how do you play Ring Around the Rosie?
Well, you put a ring around my finger and everything will be rosy.
Well, sorry, Miss Davis, you're not my type. I like them petite.
Well, I'm petite.
But I like them petite with meat.
Oh, well, I'm cooked there. Oh, come on, Reggie. Let's make Rudy jealous. No, I've never kissed a man with a mustache.
You haven't?
No, I never had a mustache. Lately. Reggie, can't you see the look in my eye? Come closer to me. Closer. No, closer.
I can't. You're stabbing me with your nose.
Aha! So this goes on behind my back. Reggie, I'm surprised at you. You're making love to Joan on my time.
Well, old boy, you're always yapping about my time.
Enough of this. We've got to hurry and get ready for our radio show. Come back, Reggie. You ought to forgive me.
Radio show? Sorry.
Yes. In about 2 minutes, we're brought...
And about to stage.
First, she says.
No kidding. I am nervous. Why, I've got a nerve that jingle, jangle, jingle. As I go singing twitchingly along, I've got nerves. Yes, folks, I guess I'm just one of those nervous women. Why, I've been to 27 doctors, and I've taken so many pills, my stomach feels like a pinball machine. Now every time Rudy pats me on the back, my nose lights up and says, tilt. Oh, I'm always going to doctors. Once I couldn't walk. And the doctor told me to have all my teeth pulled out. After I had all my teeth pulled out, they found out why I couldn't walk. I had a nail in my shoe. Well, I guess I inherited my jangled nerves from my parents. Mother always carries a bottle of medicine with her because she's always on edge. Father always carries a bottle, too. He always has an edge on. Well, I've been to all kinds of doctors. I went to an appendix specialist. He said I didn't have any appendix. Then I went to a tonsil specialist. He said I didn't have any tonsils. Then I went to a brain specialist. He couldn't help me either. Oh, I tried everything. I even went to an herb doctor, and he charged me $5 for an old Indian cure. But that was a waste of money. Who wants to cure an old Indian? Finally, Rudy Valley sent me to his own personal physician. He's an eye, ear, nose, and wolf doctor. His nurse took me into a pitch-dark room, and then the doctor looked at me through a fluoroscope. He looked at my heart and prescribed a powder. Then he looked at my lungs and gave me another powder. Then the lights went on. He looked at my face, and he took a powder. And this song ain't so very far from wrong.
Miss Folks, the store broadcast goes on the air in 1 minute.
1, 2. And we'll use that minute for a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
That's the best performance they gave of it yet. This is Merchant Valley broadcasting direct from the grand opening of my store. To start our program, we bring you the music of our orchestra the way you like to hear it. Thank you. Now, please remember my slogan, folks. Shop at Valley's and be sure. Let's hear from a satisfied housewife, Mrs. Regina Gardiner.
Well, for years I shopped at the store across the street. And you know what I think? I think I got cheated. So I say shop at Valley's and be sure.
Thank you, Regina.
You're welcome, Valentine.
Valentina.
You're welcome, Valentine.
Valentina.
Valentina. And now, friends, as the star feature of this program, Rudy Valley will sing Girl of My Dreams or Anything Goes.
Or to be accurate, I wonder when my baby's coming home. Haven't you seen a sunny day ever since she went away? Gee, I wonder when my baby's coming home. And I don't mean maybe. I haven't whacked a slimp last night, wondering if she, is she all right? I wonder when my baby's coming home. Well, it's at home. Oh, I really can't help crying. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm so hungry. I wouldn't be crying. I'm not brave enough, I guess. No. Home will be a lonely place till I kiss that homely face. I wonder when my baby's coming home. I wonder. I don't know. She doesn't come home. Who cares? So it'll be a total loss. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present the first citizen of our community who will formally dedicate my store and pay a slight tribute to me. Mayor Cyrus J. Quiverlip.
Thank you, my constituents. From the rock-bound coast of Maine, the sun-kissed shores of California, you will not find a more upstanding man than the man I'm here to tell you about. A man who started with little and has done much for many. I refer, of course, to me.
Hey, Mayor, mention Valley Store.
Oh, yes, Valley Store. With our valley stored with grain, let us turn our thoughts to the coming election.
Mayor, mention my soda fountain. Ice cream.
Oh, yes, ice cream. I scream when I think of my opponent, hoodwinking.
Mayor, mention the opening of my store.
Valley store is open. Good night.
Gee, that was a... Oh, God. I got to have a stand-in for that. That was a terrible speech the mayor made about you, Rudy. And to think I voted for that guy four times last election.
Forget it, Joan.
I will, thank you.
You're welcome. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to continue with the Valley Store broadcast, I present to you that charming, fascinating, talented, and handsome gentleman, Reggie Gardner. Pardon me, I didn't think before I said what I meant.
Cheerio, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, cries and call Rudy Valley. If Junior comes home from school hungry, call Rudy. If your husband comes home from work thirsty, call Rudy. If your daughter comes home from college, call me.
Reggie, for heaven's sake, tell them about me and my store.
Very well. Folks, do you know what the name Valley means? Listen. V is for the vitamins he sells you. A means that they're almost for a song. L is lovely free gifts for the ladies. L means also you should live so long. Figaro, Figaro, oh, sorry. E is enchiladas at the fountain. E is for the headache that you get. So, ladies, it's my duty to tell you to trade here with Rudy at the old Russell store.
To conclude this broadcast from Valley Seal Test Store, we bring you the dainty dietitian of our soda fountain, Jonalette Davis.
Thank you. Here's a special message to those who do the cooking. You housewives, you mothers, you husbands of riveters. Are you having trouble planning tonight's meal? Are you stuck for dinner? Well, I'm going out to eat with Rudy Valley, so I'll be stuck for dinner, too.
Before we go, I want to thank you all for making my grand opening such a failure. And in closing, may we all say...
We had fun tonight at Rudy Valley's store. And next Thursday we'll be coming back for more.
There'll be Joan and I to click here.
And we'll have Miss Billy here.
So we'll see you all at Rudy Valley.
Until next Thursday, then, when Billy Burke arrives with some startling suggestions for the improvement of my store, this is Rudy Valley saying, au revoir, hasta la vista, hasta luego, hasta mañana, and hasta. Good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Tom Hudson speaking to you from Hollywood. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You stink, Mike.
I know it. I know it. But at least I got canceled.
That's a matter for discussion, too.